You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a lot of people going, Ken, this is a work. They know each other. This is they've mentioned it before. And I still say, okay, what's the benefit to Baker Mayfield? Well, overall, what's the benefit to Baker Mayfield, him and Colin Cowherd? Again, you go back to the comments of what were said. He says a liar is a liar, which basically you could say he calls Colin Cowherd a liar. All right, fine. But he goes after Colin Cowherd in this piece from Complex, has his opinions on him, which a lot of Browns fans are going to enjoy and say that, yeah, Colin Cowherd has said some nasty things about Cleveland, has said some nasty things about a lot of this. But here we are spending 40 minutes on this subject, spending 40 minutes on Colin Cowherd. And when I hear that, well, this is a work, Ken, this is just like one of your wrestling angles that you talk about over here. You're getting worked into a shoot. What's the win for Baker Mayfield? If it's really between both of them, what's the win? Because, again, if Baker Mayfield succeeds and wins a Super Bowl, that's not going to all of a sudden end Colin Cowherd's TV show. That's not going to do it. Like, that will never send Colin Cowherd away forever. He will still go to another season, and then the question will be, can he repeat? Can he repeat when other guys are getting paid, when he's getting paid? There will always be, Baker Mayfield is entering the world where, and this is a good thing, where he's the topic of conversation constantly.
I said the bar will get moved all the time on that. Oh, you won a Super Bowl finally? All right, why didn't you win a second?
What's the win? What's the win to me? I think Baker Mayfield, he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and he uses that to his advantage. He's one of the few people that I thought, boy, there's a lot of guys that get clouded by that. They press too much. He seems to thrive off of it. It's a completely different conversation with this man. But I don't want him to punch down. I want trash talk with other teams to happen. I want him to be able to look across and say what he wants to say about the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers. But I don't think he should be punching down to guys in the media.
He's never going to win. He's never going. He'll win on the field, but he's never going to win that fight.
216-578-0092. The CBA got brought up. DeMaurice Smith's telling people that they should save how much or for how long? Are you saying 2 years?
They need to be gearing themselves up for potential loss of an entire year in 2021.
I don't think there's any chance in hell that that's going to happen in the NFL. And immediately we started getting questions yesterday online, Lima and I did. Well, what do you feel about 2021? Because that's going to be right near the end of Baker Mayfield's contract. That'll be, you'll probably, yeah, you would have signed Myles Garrett to his long-term deal by then, wouldn't you? By the 2021 CBA or right before? So you'll probably have signed Myles Garrett to a long-term deal there. Is this kind of like a reminder in 1994? I'm not worried. And we got people in on this. I'm not worried about a work stoppage in 2021 with the NFL. It's just something that does not bother me the way it would. If the Indians were really, really good like they were in 94 and it got taken away, I would say, yeah, I'm really worried about a work stoppage here. NBA, I'd be very, very worried about a work stoppage, hurting my chances of winning. With the NFL, I think it's been proven so many times. 87, 82, even though they lost weeks during the season because that's how the contract specified. Now they do it where it starts basically in the beginning of spring. When you have this type of conversation, don't we see it every year where, or every time where the players cave because they just can't find a way to save enough, Jason?
Yeah, the owner will always have more money than the player. Every sport, every whatever, the owner's pockets are deeper. So unless the players are really committed to it, which they've yet to prove that they are. But I just wonder if the Browns, this could be to their advantage, depending on what the great overhaul would be to the CBA. Is it to their benefit to have Myles Garrett locked up long term? Like, and we don't know the answer to this because we don't know what the changes would be.
Well, yeah, that's the other question. What about the players? Would Myles Garrett say, well, wait a second,
I'm
going to wait this out. That'd be dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you get injured, and who knows how you're treated.
I think it's too dangerous in that sport.
So what do they want? They want guaranteed contracts? Because I don't know if that's ever going
to
happen.
They want to inch closer to something like that. I don't know if we'll ever see that. I think
it will be a lost season to get that. That's the only way to get that. It will be a lost season.
Might be longer than that.
Yeah.
that would be blowing up the whole system.
For guaranteed contracts on a 53-man roster, I don't think it's possible. The workforce is too many.
Why would it have to be? I wonder. You're right.
Go ahead.
I agree with you. I think for an entire roster, what about doing it for guys that are in the upper echelon? Like in the NBA, They're now voting on guys to be able to get a supermax and qualify for a supermax. This has become controversial that it's left up to the media. But in the NFL, what if there's a tier of player where if you make all pro, forget about pro bowlers because so many guys do that. What if you make all pro and all of a sudden a certain percentage of your contract is now guaranteed?
Who votes all pro though?
Well, right. That's a hard thing.
I do not want to leave this in the hand of the media.
Right.
If I was a voter for something like that, I don't want to be on the hook for anybody making all pro money.
Who would it be in the hands of then?
Well, the other problem with that, you have too many of the unknown guys that are only around the league for 2 and 3 years that aren't going to vote to cater to the 1% of the league. It impacts too many on the other side. If you want to do guaranteed contracts, then the total value of the contract is going to be less across the board. That's going to be the give back. You have to give back X amount of money, which you're probably never going to see anyway because you're going to get cut. You're not going to make those dollars at the end. But the overall numbers are going to be lower.
Although they'll say new TV deal, new revenue, games going global. Here are all these extra ways we can make money in the NFL with streaming rights. And, you know, they're going to say, well, that's how we can make it okay for everybody across the board. But, you know, either way, that's just you're changing the math.
It's gotten to a point where in football, I don't want it to happen. In baseball, I tell you what, with the way that things are coinciding with the Cleveland Indians, if you wanted to do a salary cap or something like that and have a year-long fight over that, you can go right on ahead and take a year away from something like that. Because I don't like where baseball, there's always, and I know I'm going a little bit off the bridge here, but when I'm looking at baseball, I see half-empty stadiums to mostly empty stadiums a lot of times. And every time baseball tells you, we're making so much on TV revenue, we're making so much in this scenario. Well, if it takes away from the chances from somebody else, because I know the Indians are locked into a long-term TV deal that at the time was great, but now has proven to be a hurting type of thing for this franchise and for their bottom line, is that I'd be more than welcome to wait a year to get to a salary cap just so I feel like I can compete. Even though you could say it's a myth, I'd be more than willing to do that. With the Browns, it's not just about the Browns and their chances. It's also about the realism of it is that I just don't feel it's ever going to be a scenario where I really have to worry whether or not we're going to miss regular season football games. There's too long between checks.
And I don't think now's the time that we would even begin to worry about it. I would even question back in 2011 when that lockout went for 132 days. I don't think people started getting nervous until you turn the calendar into like mid-July and you were hearing about the courts having to intervene. That's when you're like, hold on a second here. We're supposed to get training camp going here.
Well, that might be a fear. I want to get to that after Tom and Menner. Tom, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they'll ever have guaranteed contracts in the NFL only because I don't think there's any insurance companies that are going to want to buy into that. So the owners in baseball and basketball, they have insurance companies that will insure those contracts. In football, because of the dangers of the sport, they're never going to insure it.
I always figured that there's a price range, though, for insurance companies. Maybe not.
Depends on what the owners are willing to pay, isn't it?
Are they so at risk that wouldn't be the case?
Yeah, I just think that because of the severity of the sport, an insurance company's not going to sit there and say, okay, let's go get Baker Mayfield. Let's insure his contract. Let's take up that contract. It just takes one hit, and he's done. I mean, he could be done for a career. I mean, basketball could be kind of physical too, but like baseball and basketball, you don't have that violence in the sport.
Yeah, that's understood. And Tom, thank you very much for the call. 216-578-0092. That's another thing where you brought up training camp. The last time it happened was 2011, and Pat Shurmur, I fought against it because I thought, man, you got to be ready for these type of things, even though you can't be. As much as I say you should, I fought against it like crazy. Pat Shurmur admitted it hurt because he's a new coach. It was a new system going in. It took away from time because you guys were not in the facility, not even allowed to be in the facility, working on the craft. And Pat Shurmur said that put them behind the eight ball to start off that first season. This time around, I assume right now, Freddie Kitchens will still be the head coach at that time.
We'd have continuity.
I assume right now you'd have veteran leadership now with Baker Mayfield, who would be going into how many years now, 4 or 5 years. You would have that going for you, and so you would have that continuity. So I don't worry about it nearly as much as I did with the Browns, and I still don't worry about it because I don't think guys in the NFL, we can tell them how many times we want to, and I don't mean to count on other people's money here because if I was 22 years old, I would have spent it all too. But I don't think they listen to any of that stuff. I think some
it's
guys,
always new kids.
Some
it's
guys
they're
do,
always kids,
yes.
And they're young, and they make the same mistakes no matter what.
Some guys do, but a lot of guys don't. And when you don't get a check from January to September, By the time that first game check comes, you're dying for it. Well, if you're not going to get a game check, I think guys are willing to do whatever it takes to go get a check. And I think the owners, and this could work into the advantage of the players as well. I don't think that the owners want to see them go to the XFL, and I also don't think the players want to go to the XFL and make money, make less, just to pay the rent, and then put themselves in danger in case of strike-ins.
Here's my question. I'd go around the room, and I'd curious what fans think. We always hear player empowerment era in sports, and we talk about college kids bypassing bowl games, saying go make their money, and passing up even rivalry games, they can make their money. Everybody seems, it seems to be trending towards, a lot of people are starting to side with the athletes over everybody. Okay, I'll ask the room right now. Do you want the guarantee contracts in the NFL?
No.
So why is that? Why don't you want it?
Because I like a way out as a fan. I don't want to be on the hook for Kenny Britt for $32 million if I make a bad signing.
Well, that's on the team for giving them that much money in the first place.
I understand that, but you understand me as a fan, I'm still the person who has to deal with that. Like when you have the J.R. Smith contract. Maybe that's not the best example. Josh Smith, when they paid him to go away in Detroit. To me as a fan, I got to eat that much money, and that's going to hurt me and my salary cap moving forward.
So what about the flip side of that?
Like, I don't want to deal with that.
Where guys have the terrible injuries, and then they never make money again. Like, that's it. Are you just saying, well, that's the sport you signed up for?
I feel bad saying this, but yeah. I feel horrible admitting that, but isn't that the truth?
That's why sometimes you get jaded by what's out there on social media where everyone's like, this is terrible that the NFL with CTE and these guys that ruin their lives have become suicidal when it's all said and done, and yet they were washed out of the league the minute they got injured and the teams gave up on them.
But a lot of those guys would admit they knew going into it, especially now. They shouldn't be able to admit
So then what
that.
Are we signing contracts for? If teams are signing these players to contracts and then can just cut them and not owe them after a certain date, arbitrary date, that is, I mean, apparently agreed upon, then what is the whole point of the whole contract?
For the guaranteed money out of it? Because of $40 million guaranteed, and you get $20 million after the cap or after the tax implications, hopefully, with the signing bonus of what you just said. Yeah, that's basically, we're talking about the Duke Johnson scenario. Where Duke Johnson wants a new contract, and at first people are going, well, why? And then now we've explained it to death, where his guaranteed money is up. So now he's already got to think about putting together yards for his next contract, even though he signed an extension just last year.
Which isn't going to happen here.
I would be in favor of guaranteed contracts in the NFL, yes, but I think it would all look very, very differently. I think the number of years would be much less. You're not signing 5- and 6- and 7-year deals. You're signing probably 3-year deals. I'd be surprised if you go more than a franchise quarterback even. I don't know if you go beyond 3 years.
Well, now players would be on the move more than ever before. It would look like the NBA.
Right.
I'm trying to have empathy
for
guys.
But there's give and take with that.
I'm trying to have empathy for guys, but there's only going to be so much where we have to look at it and go, okay, this is the sport you signed up for, and it's not equitable in a lot of ways, and you can fight over it over a course of time. But in terms of guaranteed contracts, I look at it and go, yeah, you can pay more and pay a guaranteed contract if you're an NFL football team. But if you're going to keep a salary cap, what would we be talking about right now with this football team? Kenny Britt was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was a 4-year, $32 million deal.
If they were
you'd still be paying on it. Now, I know you had a dead cap.
Well, you're probably not going to give him that
still
deal.
Be paying on
if
that?
It's a guaranteed contract, he's probably not getting that deal. He's probably getting a 1-year deal.
Fair. That's part of it, too. But I still think that you'd be a little bit more afraid. I think that would take a little bit more time to come to that realization. You think all of a sudden there would be that big of a drastic change with contracts?
I think that would be the unintended consequence on the player's side.
Okay.
I think that they'd have a hard time getting more than a year-to-year deal. There'd be a lot of teams offering 1-year deals
because
they don't
want to
get locked in.
That's still a good point. I got to grant you on that. Didn't see that one coming. Costa in Independence, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Jason's right on the money because with the way the salary cap is now, if you cut someone, you know, early into his contract, you're still having a massive dead cap hit. I mean, I look at the Redskins right now with Alex Smith and look at his massive, horrible injury. They're on the hook for him for $20 million this year and $20 million next year. They just can't walk away from him. So no matter what you do, whether it's now with the way the current structure is or with salary cap guaranteed money, you're still going to have a cap hit no matter what. It's just the way it's going to be structured.
Well, the injury is, I still think that the injury part of that, the severity is still too far in between. It's few and far between, Costa. Like, I don't think that that's a normal thing. Injuries are a normal thing in the NFL, but to that severity, I don't think that's a normal thing.
Well, I agree. I'm just using that as a point of reference that no matter what you do, even in the, even with the way the contracts are structured now, if you cut a player early or you want to walk away from them, you're still taking a hit. You still have to wait till certain parts of the year, right, before you can release somebody, or else you're going to have this massive cap hit against you. I mean, I would have to think it would be the same way. If they're going to guarantee contracts, they're going to set up different loopholes and different ways to protect themselves.
All right, Costa, thank you very much for the call. 216-578-0092.
I think you're right. If you polled the fans, do you want NFL players to get these contracts? They would say no. But yet if you polled the fans, has it the most unfair of all the sports, unanimously NFL. It'd be the NFL.
I think if you polled the fans, I think a lot of them would say yes because of the
player.
I think it's a good thing to say you're about the players and for player empowerment now. I think a lot of writers have led that. I think a lot of fans would follow that.
I agree, the writers are saying that.
In practice, it is a way out. Now, Jason brings up a great point. Kenny Britt's not getting 4 years, $32 million. You beat me on that. He'd only get a one-year deal. But if we're continuously doing one-year deals, you do want some control over a player for an X number of years just to at least wet the whistle on that. Because then you might have some guaranteed contracts where it's exactly what happened with Kenny Britt. Kenny Britt was here for the guaranteed part of his contract, and he was not interested in playing for this football team. I think you'd have more of that, wouldn't you? Because I don't think that anybody trusts anybody in the NFL
right now. No, all sports.
I think that's why there's been more guys sitting out voluntary OTAs, because they don't trust the organization.
I think you're right.
And that includes Odell Beckham Jr. I think right now he does not trust a lot of what goes on in the NFL. And personally, I wouldn't blame him for it. It's an interesting thing where the NFL, you have to do the most brainwashing out of any other sport, where you have to talk guys into giving everything they can for each other, knowing that you could just cut them as soon as you look at them and take a dead cap hit if you wanted to. 216-578-0092. Coming up at 920, Casey Stern. We talk Indians with him. Up next, the NBA might be taking some cues from European soccer. I don't know if I'd like this. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.